Gloucester History Festival.
Beams in the Blackfriars were donated by Henry III. And
I mean, there's so much great stuff that goes on here. If anyone's not been to Gloucester History Festival.
The Gloucester History Festival special series on History with Jackson.
Hello, welcome back to the History of Jackson podcast. Today we're joined by Estelle Bronk. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me, Jackson.
That's all right. Now, I've watched in awe as your work has come out across all my social medias, and I'm so excited to talk to you about the talk that you've just done in your new book. So the first question I want to ask you is, what inspired you to look at the topics that you look at, and particularly Anne Boleyn for the talk that we just had?
Well, first of all, as you know, probably if you follow my work, is that I'm very interested in the Anglo-French relations. So I've always been passionate about it, and I've always researched on that. So when I finished, you know, all my research about Elizabeth and the French king in an academic way, then I did Elizabeth and Catherine de' Medici, Blood, Fire and Gold. And then it just came across to me, like, Elizabeth's weird and complex relationship with the French probably came from her own mother. And also because Catherine de' Medici literally told Elizabeth in a letter, she said, like, we should be friends because your mother was friends with René de France, who was Princess of France. She was the sister of Claude de France, the queen that Anne Boleyn served. And then it became clear to me that my next book needed to be about Anne Boleyn and the French. And then it came to me, like, did they betray her? You know, it's called the betrayal of Anne Boleyn, Thorns, Lust and Glory, because I wanted to know why they didn't help her. What was the relationship there? And that's exactly what this book is about.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting how you're able to explore that relationship through such a different lens, a different prism. But I want to ask, you know, Anne Boleyn was such a... people have an image of what Anne Boleyn is. And it seems to be, from what you've said in your talk and from your work, that that image is wrong.
Well, I just think that the image is too simple, and that it was way more complex. I think that also we tend to think that, you know, we always see Anne Boleyn through the lens of her marriage with Henry VIII. And she was much more than that. I also want to make the point that, and I truly believe this, that Anne Boleyn would not have been the woman she became if she hadn't been to France. I mean, we have to imagine here, Jackson, this woman, like, travelled in France. She didn't just stay in a castle somewhere, you know, near Paris. She went to the south of France. There's some stuff that she saw, and she also saw three powerful women wielding power differently, having agency differently. And I think it really impacted and influenced her and the way she saw life, you know.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting how not only a woman has been vilified in the early Tudor period, but also a woman with French connections. It's not so far from that point where we've had Margaret of Anjou, who is a powerful French woman. Why is it the point that she has French connections that is possibly making life difficult for her under Henry and his court, or...
That she's so close to the French, that everyone knows that she's had her education in France. And though it can be an asset for her, but I think, as you pointed out, it's also something that is going to contribute to the fact that then she's going to have lots of enemies. They're going to sometimes maybe even wonder about her own loyalty. Who is she serving? Is she serving Francis the First, or is she serving Henry the Eighth? So, you know, I think that, yes, there is something. And, you know, there's another thing that really struck me when I was writing this book is the fact that the French also remembered Anne Boleyn. And I didn't think we did, if I'm honest. But in my epilogue, there's four letters that I discussed in my talk with Yanina Ramirez and Stephen McGann. But there's also something else that I didn't discuss, and I'm going to discuss it.
Oh, lovely.
Is a play.
Okay.
It's a play on the life of Anne Boleyn. And there's a scene that I put in my book because it's a scene that really touched me. It's a scene between Anne Boleyn and her daughter, Elizabeth. And obviously we know that, you know, they only had 2.5 years. The conversation, honestly, a two-year-old, I know. I saw this too. There's no bloody way you could talk to me that way. But it's somewhat like, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, the conversation is like, Anne asked Elizabeth, do you want to become queen? would you like to be married to the Dauphin, become Queen of France, like your aunt, Mary Tudor, you know? And she said, Queen like you, Mum, or Queen ruling a country and being in charge? And because if it's just like you, you know, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And she said, it's in the play. She says to her mum, you're always sad, Mummy. And Anne replies, not all queens are sad. And he admits that, you know, in the 18th, 19th century, when we go back to Anne Boleyn in France or in England, we have the idea of a tragic queen because of a tragic end. Honestly,
I mean, that was just really powerful, you telling that story. And those four letters, the way you spoke about those four letters within your talk was incredibly powerful as well, because not only did it present, gives the possibility of Anne being presented in a different way, but it also opens up the possibility of, is Anne being looked at through the wrong lenses? So I want to ask you now a final fun question, as I've done for all the guests here at Gloucester History Festival. Now, you've been to the Gloucester History Festival, and this today you've spent a long time here. I've seen you in the Green Writers Room. What has been your favourite thing that you've seen or heard here at Gloucester History Festival?
I'm going to be honest. I think it's Stephen McGann's when he talked about his mother. And I'm going to tell you why, Jack. Mostly because I'm a mother. Like, my son is 2.5 and my daughter is 4.5 months old. And I just left her and I feel really bad about it. Anyway, but the way he was talking about his mum, you know, we all had to present one woman. And obviously I presented Anne Boleyn. And he presented his mum. He said, she's my woman. And he told the story of her life and the way she, you know, she was the product of history and of society at the time, and at the same time, like, she was strong enough to say, you know, I want to have an education, I want to become a teacher, I want to have a life on my own. And I was thinking about myself as well, like, even if we're in a modern society, I do feel torn apart. Maybe it's not the question you an answer.
No, that's fine. No,
I just realized that I'm over, you know, oversharing here, but like, being torn between a historian, an academic, you know, someone with a career, and I've become a mother and being torn between the two and how it's affecting my life and everything. Yeah. So I would say it was Stephen Maggins, and I was hoping that one day maybe my son will say something nice about me on stage.
Well, I was speaking to Janina about the same thing, and she mentioned she wants a world where she's not asked how does she balance the two. And I can, you know, I'm very close with my mum. I'm speaking about my mum on a podcast now. And the way that Stephen spoke about that made me think of my mum and everything that my mum's done for me. And, you know, part of the reason why I'm doing this is because of my mum. So I think it was a fantastically powerful thing for him to do. And within the context of both yours and Janina's women as well, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, I thought also about my mum. My mum loved history, but she couldn't have an education. And now I'm probably having the career she would have liked to have for herself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mums are very important.
Yeah. Thank you, Mum. She's now got to listen to this. That's the... Well, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And you've got your book in your hand. So if we show this, where can people get this book?
Anywhere, as soon as it's out on the 2nd of May, but otherwise you can come to Gloucester. I think Waterstones have signed copies now, and BBC History Magazine also have signed copies. Somehow they got them. I don't know.
Okay, awesome. So I do very much encourage people to go and grab a copy of any of your books.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Come on.